In times of overwhelming stress, it's natural to feel weighed down. But the Bible offers hope and assurance that God is aware of our struggles and is working for our good. Today, my dear friends, we go into God's Word to discover seven signs God is about to turn your stress into blessings, and I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. One example is found in Psalm 34 verses 17 to 18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. This verse reminds us that God hears our cries for help and is near to those who are feeling overwhelmed. Another example is the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Despite facing numerous trials and setbacks, including betrayal by his brothers and unjust imprisonment, God ultimately turned Joseph's hardships into blessings. In Genesis 50 verse 20, Joseph tells his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." This story illustrates how God can use even the most difficult circumstances for his purposes and our benefit. Furthermore, in Matthew 11 verse 28, Jesus himself invites us to find rest in him. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This reassures us that we can find peace and relief from our stresses by turning to God in prayer and trust. So, when life's stresses feel overwhelming, remember that God sees your struggles and is working to turn them into blessings. Stay faithful, keep praying, and trust in his timing and his plan for your life. 1. Surprise blessings. In moments when unexpected opportunities arise, it's important to recognize them as gifts from God, guiding us along his path of blessings. One biblical example of unexpected opportunities leading to blessings is the story of Ruth. In the book of Ruth, we see how Ruth's decision to stay with her mother-in-law Naomi led her to encounter Boaz, who ultimately became her husband and played a significant role in her redemption and blessing. Ruth's willingness to seize unexpected opportunities, such as gleaning in Boaz's fields, positioned her for God's favor and provision. Similarly, in Acts 16, we read about Paul and Silas being unexpectedly imprisoned in Philippi. While in prison, they seized the opportunity to pray and worship God, leading to a miraculous earthquake that opened the prison doors. This event not only resulted in their physical freedom, but also led to the salvation of the jailer and his household, demonstrating how God can turn unexpected circumstances into opportunities for his glory and our benefit. Furthermore, in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, God assures us of his plans for our welfare and not for harm, to give us a future and a hope. This reminds us that even when things don't go according to our plans, God is sovereignly guiding our steps toward his intended blessings. Therefore, when unexpected doors open in your life, remember Proverbs 16 verse 9 and trust that God is establishing your steps. Embrace these opportunities with faith and gratitude, knowing that they are part of his divine plan to lead you toward greater blessings and fulfillment. 2. Godly friendship. Divine connections, or meaningful relationships orchestrated by God, play a vital role in our lives, providing support, encouragement, and companionship along life's journey. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of divine connections shaping destinies and providing strength in times of need. One such example is the friendship between David and Jonathan. Despite the challenges and opposition they faced, their bond remained steadfast, with Jonathan even risking his own life to protect David from his father Saul's wrath, 1 Samuel 18-20. This deep, supportive connection between David and Jonathan serves as a powerful reminder of the blessings that come from God-ordained relationships. Additionally, in the New Testament, we see how Paul was surrounded by a network of supportive companions who stood by him in his ministry and personal trials. From Barnabas, who encouraged him in his early days of ministry, Acts 9 verse 27, to Timothy, whom Paul considered as a beloved son and fellow laborer in spreading the gospel, Philippians 2 verse 22. These relationships were instrumental in Paul's ministry and personal growth. Furthermore, in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12, it says, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." This verse emphasizes the strength and resilience that comes from godly companionship and unity. Therefore, if you find yourself surrounded by supportive and uplifting people, recognize them as God-sent reinforcements in your life. These relationships are not merely coincidental, but are divinely orchestrated to help carry your burdens, share in your joys, and provide strength and encouragement along life's journey. Cherish and nurture these connections, knowing that they are gifts from God to enrich and empower you. 3. Calmness when storm arrives. Amidst the chaos and storms of life, experiencing inner peace is a profound testament to God's presence and work in our lives. In the Bible, we find numerous examples of individuals who found peace in the midst of turmoil through their unwavering faith in God. One such example is Jesus himself, who, despite facing immense pressure and opposition during his ministry, remained calm and composed, trusting in his Father's plan and purpose. Furthermore, in the Old Testament, we read about King David's trust in God's protection and provision, even in the face of enemies and threats to his life. In Psalm 23 verse 4, David declares, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This verse reflects David's deep-seated trust in God's presence and guidance, which brought him peace amidst adversity. Moreover, in Isaiah 26 verse 3, we are reminded that God offers perfect peace to those whose minds are steadfastly fixed on him. "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." This verse underscores the importance of maintaining our focus on God during turbulent times, as he alone can provide the peace that transcends understanding. Therefore, if you find yourself experiencing a sense of calmness within despite the storms raging around you, take comfort in Philippians 4 verse 7. This inner peace, which surpasses all human comprehension, is a powerful indication of God's presence and intervention in your life, guarding your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Trust in his sovereignty and rest in the assurance that he is actively working behind the scenes, calming the turbulent waters and leading you to a place of peace and security. 4. Uncommon faith. Absolutely. When adversity strikes and challenges mount, experiencing an increase in faith is a profound indication of God's work in our lives. Throughout the Bible, we encounter countless individuals whose faith was tested and ultimately strengthened through trials. One notable example is Abraham, who, despite facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, trusted in God's promises regarding his descendants, Hebrews 11 verses 8 to 12. Despite his advanced age and the apparent impossibility of the situation, Abraham's faith remained unwavering, serving as a powerful testimony to God's faithfulness. Similarly, in the New Testament, we read about the Apostle Paul's unwavering faith in the face of persecution, hardship, and imprisonment. Despite enduring numerous trials and setbacks, Paul remained steadfast in his conviction that God was faithful to his promises and would sustain him through every trial. 2 Corinthians 4 verses 8 to 9. Furthermore, in James 1 verses 2 to 4, we are encouraged to consider it pure joy when we face trials of various kinds, because the testing of our faith produces perseverance, leading to maturity and completeness. This perspective reminds us that adversity can serve as a catalyst for spiritual growth and an opportunity to deepen our trust in God's faithfulness. Therefore, if you find yourself trusting in God's promises more than ever before amidst adversity, take heart in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Your growing faith serves as a powerful testimony of God's presence and his plan to turn your stress into blessings. Embrace this season of spiritual growth with confidence, knowing that God is at work in your life, strengthening your faith and leading you toward his abundant blessings. 5. Abundance provision. Absolutely. Moments of unexpected provision during times of need are profound reminders of God's attentive care and provision in our lives. In the Bible, we encounter numerous instances where God demonstrates his faithfulness by providing for his people in miraculous ways. One such example is the story of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, where God provided manna from heaven to sustain them each day. Exodus 16 verse 4. Despite their doubts and complaints, God remained faithful to his promise of provision, ensuring that they lacked nothing. Similarly, In the New Testament, we read about Jesus feeding the multitude with just a few loaves of bread and fish, Matthew 14 verses 13 to 21. This miraculous provision not only satisfied the physical hunger of thousands, but also served as a powerful demonstration of God's abundant provision and care for his people. Furthermore, in Philippians 4 verse 19, we are assured that God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. This verse underscores the confidence we can have in God's provision, knowing that he is faithful to meet our needs, both spiritual and physical. Therefore, if you have experienced unexpected provisions in times of need, take comfort in Matthew 6 verse 26. Just as God cares for the birds of the air, he cares for you even more deeply. These moments of provision serve as tangible reminders of God's active involvement in your life, his faithfulness to his promises, and his unwavering love for you. Trust in his provision, even in the midst of uncertainty, knowing that he is always watching over you and providing for your needs. 6. Undying strength. Despite the challenges we face, feeling stronger and more resilient is a testament to God's renewing power at work within us. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of God strengthening his people in times of difficulty. One such example is the prophet Elijah, who, after facing intense spiritual and physical battles, found himself exhausted and in despair. Yet, in 1 Kings 19 verses 5 to 8, we see how God provided Elijah with supernatural strength and sustenance, enabling him to journey to Mount Horeb, where God renewed his mission and purpose. Similarly, in the New Testament, we read about the Apostle Paul's testimony of finding strength in Christ amidst his own struggles and hardships. In Philippians 4 verse 13, Paul declares, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," highlighting the source of his resilience and endurance in the face of adversity. Furthermore, in 2 Corinthians 12 verses 9 to 10, Paul shares how God's grace empowered him to embrace his weaknesses, recognizing that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. This acknowledgement allowed Paul to endure trials with confidence, knowing that God's power was at work within him. Therefore, if you find yourself feeling stronger and more resilient despite the challenges you face, take comfort in Isaiah 40 verse 31. By waiting upon the Lord and trusting in his promises, he will renew your strength like that of eagles, enabling you to soar above life's difficulties, run without growing weary, and walk without fainting. God is infusing you with his strength, empowering you to overcome every obstacle and fulfill his purpose for your life. Trust in his provision, rely on his strength, and continue to press forward with unwavering faith. 7. God's presence. Heightened awareness of God's presence in the ordinary moments of life is a profound realization that he is intimately involved in every aspect of our existence. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of individuals encountering God in the most unexpected places and circumstances. One such example is Jacob, who, after a transformative encounter with God at Bethel, exclaimed, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it," Genesis 28 verse 16. Jacob's experience serves as a reminder that God's presence is not limited to sacred spaces, but permeates every corner of our lives. Similarly, in the New Testament, Jesus often revealed glimpses of God's kingdom through simple, everyday occurrences. Whether it was sharing meals with sinners, healing the sick, or calming storms, Jesus demonstrated that God's presence is accessible and tangible in the ordinary moments of life. Furthermore, in 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 16 to 18, we are encouraged to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. This passage emphasizes the importance of cultivating a posture of awareness and gratitude, recognizing God's presence and activity in every situation, whether mundane or challenging. Therefore, if you are noticing God's presence in the ordinary moments of your life, take heed of Psalm 46 verse 10. By being still and attentive, you can discern his voice and guidance amidst life's chaos. As you become more attuned to his presence, you'll realize that he is actively working to turn your stress into blessings, bringing beauty and purpose to even the most ordinary aspects of your life. Embrace this heightened awareness as a gift from God, allowing it to deepen your faith and trust in His sovereign plan for your life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.